we prayed for an owl and we got a woodpecker. And I'm sure you probably heard him at the beginning of the service, all of the knocking sound. He wakes me up every morning. And he's making a nest or finding insects or something. Maybe we need to go back to praying for an owl. Yes, we wanted an owl to take care of the mice on our campus, and we got a woodpecker. So, welcome to Lent, to the season of Lent. And every year we begin the season of Lent with the Great Litany. It is the oldest litany in the church. And as Jeff DeMarco was just sharing, and this particular one in English goes all the way back to Henry VIII. So it is something that has been practiced year after year after year. And if you have been with us during the month of February, we have been looking at our baptismal covenant, the vows that we take at baptism, and the gifts of the Spirit that are imparted to us in that baptism. And so we have done wisdom and understanding, piety, and now we are doing fortitude today, the gift of fortitude. And it fits perfectly with Jesus's temptations in the desert after fasting for 40 days. And this gospel really points out to us that after Jesus was baptized, receiving the gifts of the Spirit, he is drawn out into the wilderness and tested for 40 days. I want to read to you the collect that the priest reads to the person who is baptized. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon us, your servants, the forgiveness of sin and have raised us to the new life of grace. Sustain us, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give us an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. So there you have it. You have all the seven gifts of the Spirit. The gift that we are looking at today is the courage to will and to persevere. So when Jesus is taken into the desert, he is tempted with three things: security, survival, which is, turning the stones into bread. And then the next one is throwing yourself down, affection and esteem. And the third is power and control. I'll give you power over all of these kingdoms. And those are three instinctual needs that we have as children. We all need a certain amount of autonomy and esteem and affection. And security and survival, they are basic intrinsic needs of being a human being or any living creature, really. The problem is that as we develop our personalities, that those instinctual needs and drives get caught up and entangled, so that any time we feel threatened, even though it is not a real threat, those particular programs are triggered in us. So the gift of fortitude is really to help us overcome all of the internal impediments to our spiritual growth. Whatever gets in the way of growing. I love the theologian Sebastian Moore. His definition of sin is whatever keeps you from growing. In truth, it's different for all of us. What keeps me from growing as a human being spiritually? What are those impediments? And if we ever set out to change some part of our personality, we know how difficult that is. Not easy. So the gift of fortitude is a spiritual grace to help us persevere in those matters until we overcome. Most of the time when we work on something in ourselves, we fail over and over and over. And it's finally when we reach that place that we are open to God's grace to intervene and to fill us. That is the supernatural gift of fortitude. And a few weeks ago, we talked about moral courage. And moral courage and the gift of fortitude are actually a little different. Moral courage is something that you and I acquire in ourselves by the choices that we make. Remember, the definition of moral courage is the capacity to act from the pressure from within rather than the pressure from without. In other words, to go with my conscience rather than the peer pressure around me. What is my conscience telling me to do? And in order to do that, we need the gift of knowledge. We have to know what it is we want. Who do we want to be in this world? If I don't know that when I'm in those circumstances, those challenging circumstances, I will not be able to choose the good for myself. But fortitude is a supernatural grace that is given to us to help us persevere in challenging circumstances, whether that be an illness. I would say the last 10 years have required a great deal of the gift of fortitude to deal with the vicissitudes of the politics in our nation. It is dragging on our energy, on our hope, on our courage. So the gift of fortitude. So Jesus, we see as an example in his physical weakness, after having fasted for 40 days in the desert, is filled with the gift of fortitude. And in order for him to know that, he needs the gift of knowledge to know what it is he desires. then that is to fulfill the will of God. So we all have received the gift of fortitude in our baptism. Everyone develops themselves the gift of moral courage that we acquire by the choices that we make. Moral courage is a wonderful thing to have in the face of injustice. The ability to feel fear and to do the right thing anyway. That's moral courage. The gift of fortitude is supernatural. An example of that would be in 1996, and there were seven Catholic monks who were at a monastery in Algeria. And they had been living there for many, many years. And not to convert Muslims, but simply to be a witness of Christ's grace and love in the world. They set up a clinic for the community there and were helpful in their education. But during that time, Algeria experienced somewhat of a civil war, and the monks were captured and or kidnapped, if you will, and held for ransom, saying, you know, if you will release these prisoners, then we'll let the monks go. They didn't, and they killed them. But all during that time, the monks knew that their lives were in danger. They could have left, but they felt that God called them to stay. And even in their prayers, they prayed for the forgiveness of their captors before it happened. They knew that by staying there, they were putting their lives at risk. That takes some supernatural gift to face and endure. But out of that came an absolute outrage from Christians and Muslims alike, globally. In fact, there's been a movie made of it. And it's a powerful witness to perseverance, to the supernatural gift of fortitude. And what's interesting with these seven gifts is they all act together in unison. They're integrated in order to really fulfill one gift. We need to have integrated the others. And so it's important for us to be aware of the gifts we have received in our baptism, and that when we are in need of those gifts, they are there for us. Given that we nurture ourselves in the sacrament and in study and in prayer, we're more available to have access to those gifts, so that we have both moral courage and the gift of fortitude to be able to follow our conscience and to be able to choose to do the good in the daily circumstances. One of the places where we really see the gift of fortitude show up is just the daily tasks of being faithful. And sometimes that's very hard if we're caring for a loved one who's ill, or for parents raising their children. Those take, even like when we're exhausted, we're still having to act. That's an example of the gift of fortitude. So remember that everything we need for living a life with Christ has been given to us in our baptism. And let's take those to heart and nurture those gifts. Thank God for them. And call upon God for those gifts. Ask God for the gift of fortitude so that we can face our challenges, both inner and external. Amen.